This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Keeter brought up the electromagnetic field of the Earth's been getting weaker. It's been changing. And the Earth's rotation has slowed. And, of course, the sun's the main driver of climate. If we don't have that magnetic field, a lot more of the solar radiation will make it into the Earth. And then all these folks thinking they're going to be God, like Jeff Bezos and others, they're not going to be doing too good like the rest of us here on the surface of the planet. They'll have to go into those little bunkers or his little bug eyes. But maybe he meant to live in the dark. One eye points in the direction. So the little hammerhead shark looking for monopolies, looking for free press to shut down. Because he heads up the Washington Post. It's calling for free press to be shut down and for the president to be arrested and for me to be arrested. And he's just a real pig. Peter in New York, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to close up by saying, you know, they want to focus on CO2, right? Something that every plant needs is the fundamental.
Well, they do that because it's something that's on the earth they can tax and control. They know it's all a fraud.
Exactly. Now, if you change the North Pole, where, you know, the entire structure of the earth is pointed to the sun based off of our poles, aligning with the sun's poles being pulled through space. If you realign that, you're going to have entire climate change. Wherever the North Pole is now going to be where the new, coldest area is, where you have the least sunlight. So you're going to change everything. So
you we should do a whole show on, say, a pole shift, and if it put the new pole in, say, in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, you would just have, like, the middle of the Pacific Ocean, the new pole. You'd have a big Arctica on one side or Arctic and then Antarctica.
Yeah, it's interesting theory that they were saying that they're thinking it might be going to where the Bermuda Triangle is, and there's a South China Sea anomaly as well, and that might be the new locations of the poles. Now, that's just a theory.
Well, that'll fix the problem. China's got lower population. If the new pole, the new ice cap hits China, that won't be too pretty.
No, sir. They're already killing their own people off quick enough. I think they'll lose a few more.
I tell you, we're on a very volatile planet. You know, they got volcanoes going off in Mali and in Mexico right now.
Yeah, the Ring of Fire is really, really active. And like I said, if it all comes back, you know, you're having a fluctuation of those liquid lava flows and within the mantle. I mean, that's going to change.
But if he'll just pay some carbon taxes,
it'll all be okay.
To Al Gore, yeah, exactly. We just got to cut that carbon dioxide. A lot of it coming out of that volcano, but that's okay. It's like when Apple owns a slave factory. As long as it's liberal, as long as the volcano is liberal, then the CO2 is good. Thank you very much, Peter. Great points. So let's talk to Amanda in Tennessee. You're on the air. What about Tucker Carlson and a helicopter news? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering. He had a video that he obtained, I guess, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it looked like debris or like snow blowing across the video for over half of it. And he said it was due to a helicopter hovering over that area. But he never went into why there was a helicopter there for so long.
You're talking about during the Vegas shooting?
Yes.
Well, I know the FBI went and picked up the caller you heard earlier when he talked about it being an Islamic attack and there being shootings all over town and helicopters being used. And the FBI showed up. They drugged the guy and they declared national security. He's had to leave the country just over that. So do you think they'd be having the FBI at his house in 2 hours after he called in about that if it was just a rumor? No, they don't want that discussed. So Vegas is as phony as a $3 bill or as Obama's birth certificate.
Wow. Mm-mm.
Isn't that crazy?
That is so crazy. So many people.
They had the Saudi military was having a convention there that week.
Yeah, because I remember the most I've heard is what you've gone over and the other guy that had done some research into all the planes that had changed.
Sure. Well, the FBI showed up and they told him, they said, you talk about that again, we're going to put you in prison. Because that's classified information. Even though he figured it out himself, the fact is the government, the military all knows, they've been ordered not to talk about it because it's all part of this deal that Trump's got with the Saudis. We'll see if that's really the case. That was an Islamic terror attack from all the evidence we have. Thank you so much.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality, affordable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. That's 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
There's a long way to go.
Long way to go.
Give me liberty or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
And hosting this hour, the fourth hour, is Jack Posobiec. Then we've got a 34-hour broadcast going. We're 3 hours in. We got 31 hours left of Know Your Enemy. So I had the author of Meet the Bully. I had the author on earlier that's dealing with the big bully in Asia, communist China. Jack Posobiec lived over there before he even joined Naval Intelligence and was a big part of the Trump campaign as well. But I wanted to have him on with us today to get into knowing our enemy. What is our enemy? We know it's mainstream media, but who owns them? What's their agenda? Why are they trying to block the restoration of this republic? I'm going to be back tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., but there's a full list of the talk show hosts, the guests, the breaking news, the info, but you can be part of the revolution as well by spreading the live links to us on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, or just InfoWars.com/show, because Facebook, Twitter, YouTube are blocking people trying to share our videos. There's articles on InfoWars.com about it. They intend to just wear you out with the censorship instead of you going, oh, my gosh, it's all true. They're censoring the patriots. They're censoring folks that want to reboot America. They just think we'll just kind of give up and go away. But instead, when you get excited, we've had 30-something million people tune in before just to extra streams and things during a marathon broadcast. Now, that was the biggest ever on election night. And I guess over 2 days that happened. We did a 34-hour broadcast the other day, and outside of our regular shows and millions of listeners on AM and FM a day and about a million views conservatively a day just on YouTube alone or a couple million a day on Facebook, we had an additional 1.5 million people that we could track that came in and watched on the streams or saw stuff. And those were new people. Those were new IP addresses we could see in the aggregate, new people coming in that we're tuning in, and that's who we're really looking for. It's not that you're being overlooked. You're just appreciated. We know you're awake, probably more awake than we are, probably awake before I was born. God bless you. We stand on your shoulders. But we're looking for folks that aren't awake. That's how we're going to win. That's how we're going to defeat the globalists. They want to target kids when they're little and brainwash them and do all this, and we just want to wake everybody up. Old, young, black, white, doesn't matter. We're in a fight for hearts and minds, and we're just promoting Americana and choice and free market and freedom. We're just promoting the thing everybody wanted, and it's coming back. We're a year into Trump being elected. We're basically 10.5 months into him being in office, and you already see the economy and record new jobs and record new small businesses and record low lending. The big mega banks responded by not lending even more to try to stop and then try to raise interest rates, but it hasn't worked because people understand we're under economic warfare. So that's why when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, there isn't a place in this fight where buying the products that you already need, water filters, air filters, non-GMO heirloom seeds, T-shirts, to spread the word, high-quality supplements, there's not a place where buying products has a bigger political effect. I'm waiting in the next month or two to see how we're going to expand. I would like to be able to hire Posobiec. I'd like to be able to hire a whole bunch of people. Lockbella launched a lot of new shows. We've already, you know, launched two new broadcasts in the last month, 5 days a week. The War Room with Owen Schroyer, and then, of course, David Knight and The Real News. And the enemy's coming after us. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying we're having an effect. We're having victories. And we're trying to gauge whether we can continue on expanding, because there is no getting, you know, zero-sum game where we're just one size. We've got to either expand or contract. The globalists want us to contract and go away. We understand we'll be destroyed if we do that, all of us. We've got to expand. So we got free shipping about to end store-wide. It's got to end by tomorrow. We've got Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Brain Force, the Nootropic bestseller, Survival Shield X2, the Good Halogen, all 50% off free shipping, Super Male, Knockout Sleep Aid, Pro Pure Water Filtration. It's all there. 50% off, free shipping, and we have the new, I want to call it Nootropic because it's for the brain, the heart. You can even make claims on this because it is a multivitamin, amino acid, all the minerals with pregnenolone that is the precursor to all hormones, but legal according to the Olympic Committee, because it's the precursor to all the steroids in your body. They're natural, so your body can make them. Without it, it can't do it. But if you just take pregnenolone by itself without these vitamins and minerals and other amino acids, you can't upload it. That's what the scientists that developed this at one of the top firms in the country came up with. I'd already done the research and said, why aren't we selling an amino acid pregnenolone combo, because I noticed only top medical firms were getting people to pay on their prescription for it. And people would pay $200, $300 for something similar to this just because they were at a doctor's office. This is $80 usually. It's 50% off. It's $39 right now. Free shipping store-wide. Sign up for auto ship and additional 10% off. This is how we finance the war. Infowarsstore.com. And now, taking over, Jack Posobiec, ladies and gentlemen. Jack, thank you so much for hosting the broadcast, my friend.
Alex, it's great to be back. Happy Thanksgiving, and dare I say it, Merry Christmas even. I think we're allowed to say that again now.
Wow, but you're really not being politically correct now. How dare you?
I'm so sorry. I'm going crazy. It's Cyber Monday. You know, we saw all the insanity of Black Friday, and now people who are smart aren't going out there and fighting each other for, you know, for a new TV and a new computer. They're actually going and just buying stuff online like they can do with the
InfoWars. Notice they're saying this Black Friday is the biggest ever. And the good news is, yeah, sure, Bezos made an extra billion for his anti-American activities, became worth $100 billion this week. But record, people are going to smaller sites now. There's kind of a kickback, a pushback, a blowback against Amazon right now.
Well, there is, because people are finding out so much about how Bezos is essentially misappropriating their money, is spending it for his lobbying in Congress, the way that he was potentially buying out in many ways the Obama administration, the way that he's purchased the Washington Post and has funded all sorts of Oppo research crap against Trump and against Republicans. And people are fed up with it the same way they're fed up with the box stores. They're set up with the fighting. They're set up with the brawling that goes on in the streets. And they're seeing the program and they want to step out of it. I mean, Alex, one of the observations I had this weekend looking at Black Friday is look at how ginned up, look at how aggressive they can make people when it comes for a new TV or a laptop that nobody ever needs. But when you talk about defending liberty, when you talk about getting back their country, and people just say, oh, whatever, and they swipe to the next thing on their phone. It's crazy. And that is why we've got to wake people up, because this is what they're tuned to. They're tuned and they're programmed to
want
to.
And that's why they're scared of InfoWars and you and others, is we have excitement Precisely. About freedom and show how it's the engine and the progenitor of everything great. Jack Posobiec, take over. I'll be back tonight, 8 o'clock Central, during the 34-hour broadcast. Lots of great people today on the lineup. Back to Jack Posobiec. Be sure and follow him on Twitter.
Amazing. The 34-hour telecast that goes live now that we're finally a part of. I'd like to also give a warm and hearty welcome to everyone from Vice and BuzzFeed and all the other left-wing sites out there. Mike, I don't know if they're watching Think Progress, Daily Kloss, Politico. See, they actually went in the last 34-hour livecast that was done. Someone from Vice actually sat and watched and tracked every single thing that was on, except that he said it turned my brain to mush. I couldn't understand what was going on. He actually had a conniption fit. Actually, it's not the InfoWars that was turning your brain to mush. That is the soy-based diet that you've been taking part of for so long. But don't worry. Hopefully, we can help you with that. And if your brain is having problems, then you simply should try the new Real Red Pill, or try the new brain force, because then you might actually be able to participate at that level. Right, turn my brain to lush, Mark Lark Lamoureux. And you say it was less Fox News and more of a super scary QVC. And you look at this guy's face, and I question how much of it was much to begin with. I mean, are we talking? I don't think this was 100%. We didn't have to go to the full 100%. But I would like to give a firm welcome to Mark and say thank you so much for watching, because it only gets better from here. We've only had our first dose of Alex Jones for the day. He's going to come back this evening with breaking even more stories. We've got Jack Posobiec right here. I'm live from Washington, D.C. to break down so much of what's going on in this corrupt capital that President Trump is fighting against so much that's going on the internet. We're going to talk about YouTube. We're going to talk about Pelosi. We're going to talk about Conyers and Franken, who came back to work today, despite the fact that there are numerous settlements and allegations against them. Stick right here. We're going to break it all down. Hopefully bring out some news that I've got from my sources as well, and tell you all about the amazing Cyber Monday sales that are going just for today at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you want to get the Cyber Monday sales, free shipping, go there to InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get one.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
Jack Posobiec here, hosting the big fourth hour on InfoWars. This Cyber Monday, make sure you go and check out your Cyber Monday purchases. If you're going to make those, great. Now is the time to buy your Christmas presents, get in there. Dare I say Christmas presents? Are we allowed to say Christmas presents again? Well, I'm saying it. So now is the time to buy those. If you go to Amazon, you can get the Citizens for Trump book. That's my book, all about the inside story of the people's movement to take back America. And if you also travel over to the InfoWars store, you can find a lot of deals over there. So much that's going on, so many sales that are available just for today. Now, I want to keep that, make sure that everybody knows that these sales are only available today. They're Cyber Monday sales. And for people who've been following me for a while, you may have known that I recently got married. And getting married, it changes your perspective on so many things in ways that I didn't expect. You know, it was a beautiful wedding. My wife looked amazing. So many people were there. Everybody was there. But it changed your perspective on a lot of things. I didn't see that coming. I honestly didn't plan to realize that, you know, this is it, man. This is your wedding day. You get one. You get one. So this is my wedding day. My father was there. My mother was there. My whole family was there. So many friends. But it gets you thinking about life events, and it gets you thinking about moving on in life, and it gets you thinking about where you're going. It's this generational type moment. And it got me thinking, quite honestly, it got me thinking about getting older and thinking about aging and say, you know what? This is it, Jack. This is your wedding. This is your wedding day. You guys are going to have kids. This is their mom. Here she is. Like, this is all set in place. And me, I'm 32. But you've got to start thinking about this stuff. And the aging process is going to happen. And Father Time, he's coming for all of us, right? And that's why there's so many great products at the InfoWars store that can help with healthy living, that can help with people who want to have a healthy aging with cognitive functioning, healthy hormone balance. That's why it's so incredible that the new red pill, the real red pill, is out there. It's supporting optimal brain function, hormone balance, healthy aging. It's half price today, 50% off. With the auto ship is in there. It has a delivery entry. It's normally $79.95. Today it's $39.95, $40 savings, actually 50.03% off today if you get it for Cyber Monday. And it's just an amazing product. It's giving you those vitamins, those minerals, and the pregnenolone that is going in there that's really going to support your health, that's going to support your brain function. That is so much of what you need as you get older and as you get, as your body starts aging and you go through those generational moments in your life. There's also a few other specials out there that are up on the InfoWars store. And just for today, I want to make sure that you guys understand it's just for today. Huge sales, free shipping all through Cyber Monday. The Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, the Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, Knockout Sleep Aid, the All Pure Pro. That's the air filter that the InfoWars studio uses. It's amazing. It's incredible. You guys should really check it out if you want that type of healthy living that we're all going to need. And my family, we did a report on this actually from Thanksgiving dinner. We talked about healthy living and we talked about the importance of eating living foods, having vitamins and supplements, and and living that way, going non-GMO, because we talked about it, because my wife comes from Europe, and in Europe, people don't eat the way we do here. They eat from the village. They eat straight. I mean, they don't even talk about farm to table because it is a farm to table. It's all farm to table. So they eat straight from the village. They eat vegetables that are straight from the garden. It's so different, and they have so many vitamins and minerals that are taken out of that food in the processing system and the processing process, but other hormones and estrogens, phytoestrogens, and everything that are put in enzymes that are put into the meat that we're getting today. So not to get off on that for too long, but it's really what I've been thinking about the past couple days over Thanksgiving, big eating day, and really talking about how much the supplements here at the InfoWars store can help with that. But Nancy Pelosi was on Meet the Press yesterday morning. I was out and I was watching this interview. And she gets up there yesterday, and they ask her about John Conyers. Now, John Conyers, it's been proven that he had a settlement, a sexual harassment settlement, with a former staffer who alleged that he demanded that she sleep with him, and that if she did not, he was going to fire her. Well, he did fire her. She filed a complaint. There was a settlement through this secret house process. Massive story broken by Mike Cernovich. A lot of the legwork, the journalistic investigation done by the people at BuzzFeed, because he knew they were going to attack him. But then Pelosi, she comes up there, and in the midst of all of the Democrat haranguing about Roy Moore and Donald Trump, she goes around and she says, oh, well, no, if it's John Conyers, we need to have a due process. We need to have an investigation. I'm unwilling to look into this stuff because these women haven't come forward publicly. Keep in mind, coming forward publicly when you're the victim of sexual assault is what Nancy Pelosi was calling for here. And then she said, what happened was the Democrats are now all freaking out because she stepped out of line when it comes to the Democrat talking point. So the media is upset at her. Chuck Todd from NBC is upset at her. Daily Beast, which is a Clinton organ, is super upset at her because she spoke out of turn. And she actually had the temerity, believe it, the audacity even, to suggest that we adhere to constitutional due process and rule of law in this country rather than immediately turning over, right, and saying someone is guilty just because of allegations. And I will say to her on this, to her credit, she's actually right. She's actually right. We should have that for any allegations or any due process anytime there are these allegations, especially in the case of Roy Moore or President Trump, when these are done. Right before an election, we should have investigations. But look at NBC, even NBC's headline. She stumbles on alleged harassment. It said, well, actually, Pelosi, what she said was constitutional. What she said was, for once in her life, in line with the United States Constitution that says, under the Bill of Rights, that says that everyone gets the right to due process and a fair trial. I believe it's the Sixth Amendment. So, but her remarks, they were saying, oh, no, the progressives are saying it's muddling the message on misconduct. It's putting politics ahead of women. And what she actually said was flying in the face of the entire war on women narrative that the whole left, the media, the Washington Post, everyone has been trying to say. So she actually pointed out that it was constitutional to investigate these things. Now, the one point, though, where I would suggest that Pelosi is actually wrong in this case is that here's the issue. There was due process already. There was due process when this was brought before the settlement committee, when the committee looked into it, and the settlement was agreed upon by John Conyers' office and by the complainant, the woman who was the accuser in this case. So there actually was due process, and it was investigated, and it was settled. That's why the 264 settlements, which need to be unsealed, we're calling it hashtag unseal the deals, why it needs to come out, because these are not just accusations. These have been investigated. These have been proven to have merit. And millions of dollars, $70 million of U.S. taxpayer money, our money essentially, is going to cover up these sexual crimes, these schemes of our congressmen, possibly congresswomen. We don't even know who's involved in this. We're saying unseal the deals. Let us know the names of the members of Congress who are involved in this. And we are going to get to the bottom of it. We're sticking with the story. So we hope that you stick with us here on
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb. With populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds,
things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5.
Jack Posobiec here, hosting the big fourth hour on InfoWars, part of the 34-hour-long live stream that's going on today, because the title of today's 34-hour live stream, the theme, if you will, the homage that we're going for, is called hashtag Know Your Enemy. It's Know Your Enemy, the live 34-hour coverage. And we're talking about establishment propaganda, and we're talking about fake news. So part of knowing your enemy is understanding your enemy, right? It's got to be like Sherlock Holmes in that story where the dog didn't bark, right? You have to find the thing that no one else is talking about that you think that they should be talking about, right? We talk about the importance of stories that the mainstream media doesn't seem to want to get into because so much. And so the question is, why would the media not want to get into those stories and would rather get into others? And so here in 2017, one of the stories that broke over the weekend, it broke over Thanksgiving, so many people may have missed it, but I want to talk about it today. I know Alex brought it up, but is here in 2017, of all the times that we're talking about this, 10 years, 12 years after the service has been launched, YouTube.com, the fact that there are rampant rings of pedophiles using YouTube.com. So many, in fact, that when you go to YouTube and type auto-completing, they're actually giving you the automatic result for essentially child sex results. Extremely disturbing stuff like how to have sex with your kids. And they have like the word S-E-X instead of the E, they flick it out with a star. So keep in mind that YouTube and other places consider that Infowars.com is a site that needs to be banned. Remember, YouTube is owned by Google. Google is one of the big backers, the big pushers for net neutrality, which would be essentially keep in place the Obama era internet regulations that they want to put in place, that they want to have furthered over the internet. So my question to YouTube is, why is it, and my question to Google is that why all this time that you're calling people like InfoWars, people like Jack Posobiec, Alex Jones, Mike Cernovich, Roger Stone, Twitter just suspended Roger Stone, why are you so focused on us? Why are you so focused on the things that we're saying, the news that we're breaking? Do we make mistakes? Sure, we're human as much as anyone else. But why aren't you focusing, right? You're trying so hard to push for net neutrality. You're trying so hard to use these the Soros-funded bots to generate these campaigns on net neutrality. John Oliver with his ties to Soros and lobbyists to push his numerous, essentially these crazy, it's like 2 minutes hate sessions on John Oliver when he talks about net neutrality and Ajit Pai and really racist stuff that they've been saying about RFCC chairman Ajit Pai. He is a Republican, but he was originally appointed by Barack Obama all the way back in 2012. So my question for them is, why are they so focused on censoring us? They're so focused on shutting down the things that we're saying, the news that we're putting out, the reports that we're doing, all of which have been confirmed true. But when there's rampant pedophile rings on YouTube, we saw the same issue with the Elsa Gate videos, these videos of Elsa and Spider-Man, little, you know, cartoon characters that kids love, but they're being put into cartoons where they're essentially performing perverted and disgusting acts on each other or to other people. And the kids, when you're searching on YouTube, right, you want to go search for Frozen, right? You want to go search for Elsa. It's this beloved Disney story, the Disney movie out there. So you go and search for it, but then the suggested results will come up with Elsa and Spider-Man and Elsa doing other things in these disgusting videos. It's all out there. This is all out on YouTube. Numerous people have looked into this. Numerous people have said this is clearly not okay. But for some reason, YouTube had no problem with it until people like us, people who started asking questions and pushing back on these videos and pushing back on all of this crap that's out there on YouTube. And keep in mind, these videos that were up before they were banned, before we rang the bell on this, before we talked about the pedophile rings on YouTube, they had millions of views. There were people that were safely clicking on these things millions of times and watching them. And how many of those views, unfortunately, because of YouTube's completely lax environment for controls and completely lax content environment, how many of those millions of views were children? How many of those millions of views were people who just wanted to show their kids some fun Elsa videos on YouTube? Now, I don't know if there's a YouTube like safe mode that you could sign in for children, but was this done to get around YouTube child filters? Because it would ping it as just, oh, a video about Elsa, but then you actually see what Elsa is doing in the video. But no, YouTube and Google aren't spending their time focused on this. YouTube and Google are spending their time focused on going after InfoWars, going after us, shutting us down, demonetizing the videos like the videos that done by the great Paul Joseph Watson, going forward and trying to mark dice so many people that have been affected by this. They took down Conan O'Brien's YouTube page over the Thanksgiving break. Not a lot of people saw that, but they just completely took down Conan O'Brien. And Conan O'Brien, no, I wouldn't say he's a conservative or Trump supporter by any stretch of the imagination, but why would they take down his account? Why would they take down someone with a huge account like his, talk show host, former Simpsons writer? They went after so many people. Meanwhile, there are these predators and disgusting perverts on YouTube that are using their service. The same Twitter had the same problem with Periscope. Instagram has an issue with this. Even Bloomberg is running stories about Snapchat and Snapchat's entire huge problem with so many of these pedophile rings, because they're able to use now these social media services privately in many cases, or going undetected by the higher levels, because they're not putting their attention towards them. They're putting their attention towards conservative voices. They're putting their attention towards the conservatives, the people who are Trump supporters, the people who want to take their country back, the people who actually want to do the right thing by their country. And you can look at this. You can look at the rings of these pedophiles that are committing sex crimes and then broadcasting it for pay over the internet. A lot of this happens in the Philippines, Thailand, Indonesia, Southeast Asia, where they will film children being abused, some as young as 2, some as young as 9 years old, being abused, and then it's pay-for-play video, pay-per-view, where they can then go watch it on, and a lot of the customers tend to be in the United States, tend to be in the UK, Canada. This is all out there. Anybody can go and find this information, and I wish to God we didn't have to talk about this stuff. But why are they so focused, right? Philippines, yeah, they just got rid of this one, this huge pedophile ring that was streaming this child sex abuse, right? But there's so much of it that's rampant and still goes on these networks that are still being used. This is deep web stuff. This is huge deep web stuff. But why are the internet companies, and this is what you have to ask yourself now, why aren't they focused on going after these people? Why should the police have to be involved at all? Shouldn't they know what content is being pushed on their own ISPs and on their own platforms? Shouldn't they know what kind of content is out there? And I'm not saying they should be reading emails, but they should definitely know if there are chat rooms and if there are groups and if there are videos on YouTube with millions of views. Shouldn't they be doing something to self-police what's going on, or at least self-report the users that are sharing this type of deviant and sick content out, that they should be reporting it to them police themselves? But why are the companies then so focused on things like net neutrality? These are the type of the questions that we need to start asking. These are the type of questions that we need to ask ourselves when we want to know our enemy, which is today's theme, the theme of today's broadcast. When we want to know our enemy, say, why does the enemy focus so much on when you first think of censorship, right? Isn't the first thing that you'd say, well, you know, child pornography, that should be something that should be censored. Absolutely should be censored. So why isn't that their number one priority, when instead their number one priority when it comes to censorship seems to be focused on shutting down conservatives, shutting down free thinkers, libertarians, people who are supporting their country? That is the big question here. Why does this only go down when people like Paul Joseph Watson, Alex Jones, Jack Posobiec, Mike Cernovich point this stuff out? Then they say, oh, we're sorry, it was a mistake. Is it a mistake? Or what worse are you trying to cover up? That's the type of questions we're here to answer today and every day, hopefully, as we continue.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully
cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
More habits, more facts, more fears.
Jack Posobiec coming to you live. Huge fourth hour. We have breaking news from Washington, D.C., where I am firmly ensconced here today. And this is out of the office of Congressman Al Alexander Green. Now, we were talking earlier today about these unsealed settlements, these case files, so many of them, 264, covered and settled by our taxpayer dollars. Well, and we talked about how John Conyers, that settlement came out. Then there were some other people that started looking into other congressmen and congresswomen. 264, obviously, that is a huge number of settlements, especially considering the fact that there are only 435 members of the House and 535 members of the Senate. So we're talking 50% if you assume the current serving number. Huge number of that. But we've got this one by Al Green, who's a congressman, and he stated that it is a joint statement, essentially, and I'm reading it right now, a joint press statement that came out between himself and a woman named Lucinda R. Davis. And the congressman wrote, in the present climate, we wish to quietly and jointly quiet any curious minds about our former and present relationship with one another. We are friends. We have long been friends. At an unfortunate time in our lives, and both of our feelings were hurt, we made hasty allegations and charges against one another that have been absolutely resolved. And as consenting friends, we both regret our former claims that have since been maintained. We've since retained our respectful friendship. We're currently friends. This matter has been resolved without any payment of money. So look at how scared they are. Look at how scared they are, because now this came from a female. There was a former female staffer at one point was threatening to sue Congressman Al Green. He filed a lawsuit against her and then alleged that she had evidence of her dealing drugs. She then went away. So was this a silencing of his victim? Was he a victim of a shakedown? What was going on? So now, today, just about 40 minutes ago, this new statement by Congressman Al Green, and I'm trying to get his party out here because I want to make sure you guys know. Maybe the producers can check that for me, but there are so many. There were allegations again about discrimination, that someone was going after him $1.8 million. That was coming out of his office. So now, because they know the heat is on, because they know that so much of this is coming down on their heads. And I told people he's the 9th congressional district out of Houston, Texas. I told so many people that this was coming out. This is one of the guys. Okay, he filed articles of impeachment against Trump just a few days ago. This is one of the guys who was trying to impeach Trump, who actually filed the articles of impeachment against him. Huge, hardcore liberal Democrat. The name just flicked me. I was looking at his account and I saw that up there. So now he's putting out this statement that said, oh, well, you know, there were claims and there were settlements. The heat is on. The heat is on for every single one of these scumbags serving in our Congress, representing us or claiming to represent us in the United States Congress, the United States government. This shows how far our republic has come, how far our republic has fallen, to see this type of behavior being, and there it is, the out of nowhere, they're calling it statement. It was just a quote unquote, a circumstance. It was just a circumstance, and it certainly didn't involve the employment office or any taxpayer money, but they're so worried about this circumstance coming clean. Well, guess what? These are the type of people that are calling for the president's impeachment. They're claiming that he should be impeached. These are the same ones that call President Trump a rapist and a sexual abuser and all this stuff. And now we see that they're the ones running scared of what they've been doing. This is a CYA kind of statement. This is persuasion. This is trying to get the cart in front of the horse to let people know because they know what's coming. And they know that we're coming for them. So we're going to stay on that story as it breaks. We're going to keep an eye on it. But one thing that I wanted to put out today and to let people know, and this was a huge story that broke over the weekend, the fact that there was a child porn case that involved the FBI and Geek Squad that was thrown out by the judge. And why was it thrown out? Because of a lawsuit by a George Soros-funded organization called the Electronic Frontiers Foundation. Excuse me. And so now we've got George Soros essentially pushing forward to protect suspects of child porn. And let me put this into context for people. Here's what happened. So there was this guy. He was an oncologist, Mark Rittenmeyer, and he was going in Kentucky to get his computer worked on at Geek Squad, his desktop, to get his computer worked on at the Geek Squad. And they went in there, and as they were working on it, they found a picture that looked very strange to them. It was a picture of a young girl, and it was a picture that they found in an unallocated space on his desktop. They were trying to clean it up, but what they actually saw in there was what they deemed as child erotica. They turned it over to the FBI. The FBI then went and got a search warrant, went into this guy's house, went in through all of his items, went in through all of his electronic devices. They found hundreds of photos of child porn, hundreds of them, all throughout his house. They had the evidence. They had him dead to rights. up until this George Soros Foundation, the EFF, George Soros funded foundation, came in and sued the Department of Justice over the search warrant. And in their lawsuit, they essentially stated that the search warrant was inadmissible and that all of the evidence should be inadmissible as well because of two reasons. Because the FBI gave reward money to Geek Squad for turning over the evidence that they found. The FBI gave reward money to the Geek Squad. Well, here's what the Soros Foundation said. They said that if they had been paid by the FBI, then that kind of made them deputy FBI agents. Okay, this is as crazy as it gets. And that as deputized federal agents, they needed a search warrant to search his computer in the first place, even after he had turned it over to them. So this is the EFF. This is the lawsuit. They're concerning the FBI's relationship with Best Buy and other computer repair facilities. It's like, no, excuse me. The FBI is actually, and doesn't that make sense? Doesn't that totally make sense to you that if you want to catch these people, you catch them when they're not going to be looking? So you go to places like Geek Squad. You go to play. Now that relationship is burned because now the pedophile rings are going to know not to go to Geek Squad because they work with the FBI. But doesn't that make sense? You go to someone. And I've worked in intelligence, I've done intelligence operations, I've done investigations. This is the type of thing you do. You want to put a positive front, a neutral front in front, and this is the way that you catch these sickos and these creeps. But the Soros Foundation, no, they're interested in protecting these child porn predators, these perverts. They want to protect them, and the judge actually eventually threw it out because he stated there wasn't a search warrant. In the fact that there was payment, even though they had consent to go into his desktop, he brought it over to them. And then he also stated that the picture that they found wasn't essentially erotic enough, the judge stated, to constitute child porn. And so that the entire search warrant for the man's house, the oncologist's house, was thrown out, as well as any evidence that was found in that search, meaning the hundreds of pictures of child porn. Now, in legal terms, this is known as fruit of the poison tree. This is known as getting evidence off of a search warrant that you can't admit. So no warrant would have been needed originally because he consented to their search of his desktop. However, the search warrant that they later got for his house, the judge said, didn't constitute a child porn filing. And so this guy, for the last 6 years, has been fighting this case. And now, thanks to the intervention of the George Soros Foundation, right, this Electronic Frontiers Foundation, it's been thrown out and he walks away a free man. This is what happens to justice in our society. This is what happens when we actually catch someone like this, one of these sickos, and try to put them behind bars. George Soros and his cronies in these, saying they're just protecting the digital rights of people. Well, excuse me, I don't think that child pornography is a digital right, and I'm not exactly sure why George Soros foundations are being listened to by the halls of our government. But that is the fight that we're in, and this is the kind of story that you're not going to hear covered on CNN. You're not going to hear covered on so many of these mainstream media sites, and that is why you come here. You come here for the stories about what's really going on in our country and getting into the actual issues of what we need to do to fix our nation.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I know I don't have to remind.